Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says he's pleased that Cuba is being represented for the first time at the Summit of the Americas. He spoke Friday to civil society leaders at the summit in Panama City.
I am proud to be with you at this first ever official gathering of civil society leaders at the Summit of the Americas. And I'm pleased to have Cuba represented with us at this summit for the very first time.
President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro greeted each other on Friday evening, two expected to meet more formally later today. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital, Sana'a. Rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. Meanwhile, the Red Cross and the UNICEF have made their first shipments of emergency medical aid to Yemen, where aid groups have warned of a dire humanitarian situation. Final stage of a historic election cycle in Nigeria begins today, with voters returning to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The concluding phase, just 2 weeks after President Goodluck Jonathan became Nigeria's first incumbent leader to lose re-election at the ballot box, 36 state governors are said to be among the most powerful politicians in Africa's top economy. Analysts are saying with so much at stake, candidates in the past have often played dirty, snatching ballot boxes, manipulating voter turnout, and engaging in thuggery and intimidation tactics. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has freed on bail a man who allegedly masterminded the 2008 attacks on the Indian port city of Mumbai that left 166 dead. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reporting.
Zaki Rahman luckily walked out of court Friday amidst clicks of cameras and shouts by photographers for people to move out of their way. He was flanked by police as his supporters waited anxiously outside. Lakhvi raised his hand in triumph and they shouted. Pakistan's government has been trying to keep him behind bars under different pretexts ever since he was first granted bail in the Mumbai attack case in December of last year. Lakhvi had been in jail since 2009 when he was first arrested for his alleged involvement in the Mumbai attacks. He's suspected to be the operations manager of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the banned outfit that is blamed for the carnage. Six others are still in jail. Aisha Tanseem, VOA News, Islamabad.
Here in the U.S., a Topeka, Kansas man has been charged in federal court with attempting to detonate a car bomb at a military base as part of a plot to support Islamic State militants. 20-year-old John Booker was taken into custody Friday when he and undercover federal agents met near the military base to try to arm what he did not realize was an inert bomb. Barry Grissom is with the U.S. Justice Department.
Over a period of months, he began doing and taking actions that were more than just mere talking. He started to carry out plans and taking steps necessary to put the bomb together, and ultimately to deliver it for destruction.
If convicted, Booker could face a maximum penalty of life in prison. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will brief a skeptical Congress next week on a framework nuclear deal with Iran. Senators from both sides of the political spectrum are working to gain enough votes for a bill that would give Congress the opportunity to approve or reject sanctions relief in that deal. Iranian leaders said this week that sanctions against Iran should be lifted on the first day that any deal is implemented. U.S. government and many of its allies believe Iran's nuclear program is aimed at producing a weapon, despite Iran's insistence that the program is for civilian energy purposes. U.S. media reporting that Hillary Clinton will formally announce Sunday her intention to run for president of the United States in the 2016 election. Former Secretary of State will announce her campaign for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in an online video posted on social media, according to sources familiar with her plans. They said she will then make stops in key early voting states, including Iowa and New Hampshire. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. this is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a birthday party, a big birthday party. Here we are in the second week of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, and on this edition of Jazz America, we'll focus on the greats of jazz history born in the month of April. You won't believe all the great names you'll hear. Of course, you'll hear great names, but you'll hear great music, too. These jazz legends, some of them living and some of them passed away, have left an incredible, indelible legacy on the history of jazz over the years. And four of them I've had a chance to speak to. I'll share a conversation with four of those birthday boys of jazz in the month of April: Herbie Hancock, Steve Kahn, Michelle Camilo, and Larry Coryell. But let's begin with a gentleman who many call the greatest jazz musician of all time. Some would argue that, but I'm not going to be one of those. I think that Duke Ellington may be the most important jazz man, one of the most prolific composers, a great pianist, a wonderful band leader, and an important ambassador for jazz down through the centuries. He was born in an earlier century, on the 29th of April in 1899. Let's enjoy Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1940 with the classic Cottontail to begin this April Jazz Appreciation Month birthday celebration on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
joined me last week here on Jazz America, then you know we celebrated the 100th birthday of the great Billie Holiday. Well, certainly when you're making the list of the greatest jazz vocalists of all time, Billie Holiday is going to be at the top or near the top, and so is the lady you just heard, who just happens to celebrate a birthday in the month of April. Jazz Appreciation Month celebration of the great Ella Fitzgerald. She was born on the 25th of April in 1918, and if she were around today, she might sound like what you just heard, a remixed version of her classic song, Slap the Bass. This is Russ Davis, and as we celebrate April, Jazz Appreciation Month birthdays, one of the first of the month occurs on the 2nd of April. And that is the birthday of the great guitarist Larry Coryell. He has a brand new album called Heavy Feel. We're going to hear from that after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America. Happy birthday, Larry Coryell.
You know, I've asked this question of a few folks, but they have to have enough years under their belt to be able to really answer it well. And sometimes people just beg off and say, no, it's impossible. So if you beg off, it's okay. If you had a one-night stand, a concert made in heaven, people living and gone, an all-star band that you could call out, a drummer, a bassist, a trumpeter, a saxophonist, a flutist if you want to, a keyboardist, who would you put in that band for that one-night stand?
Okay, the rhythm section would be Terry Lynn Carrington on drums.
Wow.
Buster Williams on bass.
Wow.
Herbie Hancock on piano.
Wow.
Nestor Torres on flute. I got to go for Steve Marcus on tenor.
All right.
Who else? What else?
Trumpet?
Randy. Randy's my man.
Oh, I know. I love him.
Absolute greatest.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Anybody?
I mean, it was either Steve Marcus or Mike Brecker, you know.
Yeah, man.
Or Wayne.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, but who did I say? Steve Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I miss him.
That was your first one. That was your first choice.
I miss him.
Yeah.
Violin.
Just off the wall.
Grappelli.
Yeah, man. Gotcha.
There was nobody who could play like him.
Wow. Great.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's a fun exercise. And when Larry Coryell mentioned Randy as the trumpet player, of course, he was talking about the great Randy Brecker. Well, let's enjoy music from Heavy Feel, the brand new release from Larry Coryell, birthday boy on the 2nd of April, Jazz Appreciation Month on Jazz America.
Thank you.
Getting Funky with Larry Coryell and the song Sharing Air from his brand new release, Heavy Feel, just out. Happy birthday to him. And in the month of April, we're celebrating Jazz Appreciation Month and the birthday boys and ladies of April, including one of the Heath brothers, the great bassist Percy Heath, who along with his brothers Jimmy, the great saxophonist, and the wonderful Albert Tootie Heath, the master drummer, put together one of the greatest careers any brother combination has ever done. Here's a cut from their album, As We Were Saying, with another birthday boy, the great trombonist Slide Hampton, who was born on the 21st of April in 1932, along with Percy Heath, who was born on the 30th of April in 1923. Here's a song entitled, This Is What It Is, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. There are more famous jazz musicians born in the month of April than we can play for you in our two-hour program of Jazz America, but I'm going to do the best I can, and we tried to do that by giving you two April jazz birthdays in one song, Slide Hampton and Percy Heath. Hope you enjoyed the Heath Brothers from the album As We Were Saying. More of our celebration of jazz birthdays in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hello, Russ. This Saturday was such a great show. I've been on duty 24/7 throughout December and early February and hence missed quite a number of your presentations, but I was with you this Saturday downtown in Accra, Ghana. You featured Herbie Hancock's piece Cantaloupe Island from the album Secrets. It's such a great piece. Thanks, Nana Kwame. Well, thank you, Nana Kwame, for getting in touch, and I've got another classic song by Herbie Hancock, who just happens to be celebrating a birthday in the month of April, to play dedicated to you after we talk to Herbie Hancock. That's coming up in just a bit. But right now, let me give you one of the classics of all time from another of the greats of jazz history, born in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month. The great bassist and composer and a real musical visionary with a unique style all his own, Charles Mingus, was born on the 22nd of April in 1922. And here's one of his most famous songs ever. It's been recorded by so many people, I can't even count all of them. It's his classic song that he released in 1959 to mark the passing of his good friend Lester Young. It's called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. And it had that title because Lester Young was known for wearing that wide-brimmed pork pie hat. Charles Mingus, beginning this set of music as we celebrate April birthdays in the world of jazz during Jazz Appreciation Month here on VOA's Jazz America.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I teach that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who caused that living when no gal will give in to no man who's 900 years? Seven, live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I teach that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who caused that living when no gal who give in to no man was 900 years? In the sermon to show, it ain't necessarily, it ain't necessarily, it ain't necessarily so.
Born on the 24th of April in 1937, the master saxophonist Joe Henderson, showing off his versatility with one of his fine recordings called Porgy and Bess, giving us the songs from that famous Broadway play, and joining with him as guest vocalist, a gentleman from England known as Gordon Sumner. You may know him better as Sting. Happy birthday, Joe Henderson, and hope you enjoyed It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess. This is Russ Davis, and another of the greats of jazz history, born in the month of April, is the living legend Herbie Hancock, who turns 75 years old on the 12th of April. Let's get some conversation going with Herbie Hancock, as I had a chance to speak with him at a very special presentation at the Whitney Museum in New York City. We'll follow that with one of his most famous songs, his classic Watermelon Man, from his album Headhunters. And we'll dedicate it to our friend listening in Accra, Ghana, Nana Kwame. Certainly Herbie Hancock is one of the living legends of jazz and one of the established jazz masters. I asked him if he felt any pressure with that standing in the jazz world.
Situations themselves don't contain pressure. And this is why two people that can have a similar situation that can happen to them, one can take it in stride and the other one can be completely stressed out by it. Because the situation doesn't contain that. What we do as a result of that situation, you know, how we resolve it, or how, well, like I said, what we do with it determines whether it's going to, whether the source of stress is going to come from your life or not. Uh-huh. It comes from your life.
Yes.
You know, and so I believe that one of the main points of life is to try to make everything work, no matter what comes your way. Try to figure out a way to make it work. To make your life work means ultimately doing it moment to moment.
Yes.
And to make it work in the best way, not just for yourself, but for the world that you live in.
Thank you.
great NEA jazz master Herbie Hancock. Happy 75th birthday to him on the 12th of April. Also born in April, Jazz Appreciation Month, the great trumpeter from Indianapolis, Indiana, Freddie Hubbard, born on the 7th of April in 1938. Here's his classic Skydive on Jazz America from VOA 1. great composer, band leader, and trumpeter, Freddie Hubbard. Another birthday boy in the month of April. More of our Celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month next hour. Stay tuned.